Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is September 18, 2017. My name is Andrew McKinley. I am the web content creator here at Mid-Continent Public Library. And today I'm talking to Terry Smith, the booking coordinator at Mid-Continent Public Library. So hello, Terry. Thank you.
Hi. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing well. So let's just get started. Can you tell me a little bit about when you started for MCPL?
I started in March of 1999, mm-hmm. and Paul White was the director. I've worked under three directors, Mr. Wilding and now Steve Potter. And I've enjoyed each of them. They've each had their own unique things that they like to do. Mr. White was kind of a practical joker at times. But the system's really changed. I went to each of the branches and tours, and they have grown and changed quite a bit.
When you did the tours, how many branches were there?
I think it was the same amount of branches as we
okay.
have now.
Okay.
They've just grown, and mm-hmm. some of the buildings, obviously, well, no, Woodneath was not here.
Yeah, that's true.
Woodneath was not part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked to see the differences in size. Mm-hmm. I'm from Oak Grove. I was used to the library that size. So North Independence was a huge eye-opener for me, as was Edgerton in reverse
mm-hmm.
because of the size and the limitations. I've never worked in a branch. I've always worked here at headquarters in cataloging. And I was a technical processor for a couple years and then a paracataloger, then a cataloger before I took over booking in 08. I started doing booking, and I'm the one that they, before I took it over, they had separate little departments. Audiovisual sent out movies, children sent out their things, adults sent out their things, marketing sent out their things, and it was kind of chaotic. Nobody used the same system. Branches sometimes got their stuff, sometimes did not. So up front made the decision that they wanted to have it all grouped under one person,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted someone who likes to talk to people, and unfortunately, that's me. I like to talk.
So who was it who was making that decision? Was it the senior admin or was
yes.
it catalog?
Okay. No, senior admin. Judy Listrom was my boss at the time,
mm-hmm.
and she called me in and said, it was Mr. Wilding was the director then, and Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Wilding and Mr. Potter had decided that I was to be the person to run it.
Okay.
I didn't apply for it. It
okay,
was
there
it
wasn't
was
interviews
no,
or?
It was no. There were no interviews, no. It was already a done deal.
Okay.
And it was quite a chaotic first 6 months to a
yeah.
year.
Did you feel, I guess, qualified for that position? Since it was a brand new position that they just picked
no,
you for.
No, not at all.
Okay.
What
was it like, I guess, sort of creating that
Do you want
position?
The truth? My
yeah.
my blood pressure medicine had to be doubled. That's true. It was awful and wonderful. I love learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
But without anybody there to guide me, this is what you do, I had to come up with my own processes of handling things.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do if somebody sends something in early? Things that seem rather simple. At the time, we did not know
mm-hmm.
what to do with. We had little sticky notes everywhere we were getting lost. I mean, it's simple little things like making a file box to keep track of things.
Mm-hmm.
But without somebody, when you're getting kind of inundated with these things, it's like, I don't know. But it's really, when I first started doing booking in 08, we were sending out 90 things a month. And now I send out 450 to 500 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it has really grown. I'm in my third location, and Quan, unfortunately, has told me there is nowhere else to go, and we are at maximum in there. It's full.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they're going to do.
So what, I mean, I guess, what was making up the collection when you got it?
Oh, when I took it.
And now, I guess, compared to what you have now.
We had three games.
Mm-hmm.
We
like
now,
board games.
Yes, three board games. We now have hundreds of games. And I have to give all the kudos in the world to Youth Services. They have done such an outstanding job of picking out the different games to work with that will interest adults as well as little children. Because we have such a broad scope that we service
mm-hmm.
of ages and teens. And we had games when I first went in, and you're young too. I don't know if you know who Vincent Price was, but mm-hmm. yes. one of the board games featured Vincent Price, and the children were like, who is this? And a lot of the young adults were. I mean, it was very antiquated.
The people with history degrees.
Yes, yes, like are people of my age that grew up with him. But we had lots of spot videos. Do you know what spot videos were? Mm-hmm. Spot videos used to be what they used in story times. Story times have radically changed mm-hmm. since I first started. Story times used to be two or three little movies, read a book to them, and sometimes make a little project and send them home. Now we really emphasize learning to read. It's gone a whole different direction. In fact, I have no spot videos now. I do have some movies, but they're just for a fun night now then, not the emphasis on we're not just babysitting kids, we're actually trying to help them learn, mm-hmm. which is really nice to see. I've seen such growth here. Movies now are such a big thing to go out. When I first started, they had a rule that they would not buy a movie that was not at least 5 years old because they did not want to compete with like Blockbuster.
Okay. Well, because in 2008, Blockbuster still would have been...
Well, yeah. I mean, when I started in 99, I mean, that's when, mm-hmm. back in catalog, yeah, we... No, and I asked Judy, and I said, but you don't worry about Barnes & Noble when you buy the X-Book. And she goes, oh, we didn't think of it that way. And eventually, they did start doing new titles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't think they're what put Blockbuster out.
No.
You know? But, just to see the change in the collections, I think of what people check out mm-hmm. out of the library. I know a lot of people get most of their movies from us.
When we have Blu-ray now, too.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. really helped.
So we've gone... Like, when you took over... Well, I guess in your time in cataloging and then also in booking, even just the conversion of, I mean, it may be a little late for the cassette to CD, but also the VHS to DVD conversion.
Totally. Everything was VHS. We didn't have any DVD, and then gradually, mm-hmm. and now the Blu-ray are coming in, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. In booking, we have feature films. We have so much equipment, but we service so many needs. I mean... I think Steve Potter has been wonderful, and I loved working for Mr. White and Mr. Wilding both. I want to clarify that. But Steve Potter has such vision of keeping us up with the times, and I think that's vital because I think a lot of libraries are in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's well ahead of the game, and I think that's going to save Mid-Continent. Mm-hmm. I truly do. The emphasis that the swing, even to putting so much into our programs. We offer so many programs we did not offer then. Sewing classes.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
Well, you have the sewing machine.
I have 20 sewing machines, and they're buying 10 more.
Okay.
We can't keep up with the demand. And mm-hmm. this is great. People are turning more and more to their libraries for a variety of things, where it used to be, when I first started here, it was just you go in, you get your books, you go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might check out a music cassette mm-hmm. now and then. Mm-hmm. That would be the extent of it. But... That was, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the libraries had to evolve with.
And it has. When I first started, we had the old Inlex computer system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that was before your time. It was horrible. If you made a mistake, you had to delete everything you'd done and start over typing mm-hmm. because it looped. And if you messed up, you could bring down the branches as well as.
Is this from the cataloging perspective?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. And then we went, you know, and it just keeps evolving. But I see more and more people in the community where they used to think of library as a place you send your kid to get a child's book, which I think is great. We mm-hmm. love them to read. But more and more communities, the library is becoming their hub, I mm-hmm. think.
It's, I think some people call it like the third space.
You have
school, home, and the third space.
Of the library.
It's going to be something.
Yeah, yes.
But and for many people, it becomes the library.
Yeah, which I think is a very nice thing to see.
Mm-hmm. And, as far as the booking collection, what are the most popular items that you
Oh, my goodness. American Girl doll collection is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the historical ones, and these are very, very expensive equipment. Some of their furniture costs more than some of mine. But Legos, anything to build with now, are very popular. Rollo put in PlayStation 4s this last year.
Okay.
Very popular, and they come in each display kit because somebody brought up, how are they going to tie up the computer monitors? The monitor for the game is within the case.
Okay.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they also, because of that, we don't have to worry about performance rights because it's for two kids at a time. So we're not breaking any of the laws with that. Mm-hmm. Movies, we've really upped our movies. The games would be one of my biggest things I send out. Tablecloths. We carry tablecloths. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have 140 to send to the dry cleaners because of veterans celebration that just happened. So
you have I mean, the booking collection involves like the things that are support things like a tablecloth,
mm-hmm.
but also the display things like the American Girls.
Right, and we have display cases. Mm-hmm. Not just for the American Girl dolls, we do have those, but for also, because at the library, one of the Blue Springs branches one time took a case from me for the summer because one of their young people won a seamstress award and she wanted to display her items, but we wanted them safe because they can be locked.
Mm-hmm.
So we're meeting community needs that way,
mm-hmm.
Which is really important. I have a huge puppet collection, big books, because we do really get the young children. If you can get them mm-hmm. interested in the library when they're little, it's going to stay, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, have the puppets been around since when you took over
yes.
the booking?
Yes, puppets were there. They've added to them, but uh-huh. the puppets were there. Big books were there. A couple years ago, Lisa Campbell and Sherry went through and weeded and put in new big books a lot because a lot of them mm-hmm. were very antiquated.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that was a computer that a lot of the adults didn't recognize. It was the big mainframe that filled the room, and they're like, that's not a computer, and the little kids especially.
We should send it to the genealogy library for the historic value.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, I've seen changes that way. Certain equipment, always flannel graphs, believe it or not, are just as popular, if not mm-hmm. more, than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, your generation when you were little, that was the old hat to them. But to these kids that are so into computer everything,
mm-hmm.
this is something neat that they can get their hands on. And so they still really use that. I have noticed a big change. When I first took over booking, we had a lot of holiday items.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer do holiday items because we try to be there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anyone uncomfortable, whatever their decision to celebrate, not celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had a tendency to get away from celebrating the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
If they do mention one, they just mention it. We don't do specific things for it, where it used to be Christmas parties thrown, Easter parties thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And they become more for the every person,
mm-hmm.
regardless of where they are. I've seen a big change in that. We do have quite a few scientific kits, et cetera, for teens, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
We have soldering sets where they can make projects and take home little greeting cards that really light up, and et cetera. And that's all community programming. They have worked really hard at that kind of thing, of putting them in and trying to meet the needs of teens, because teens can be especially hard to reach at times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're statistically the least likely to use the library.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can make it a place where they can go and learn and enjoy a little bit, and maybe socialize, because at that age, socializing. And there again, a lot of the games that Lisa Campbell has put forth are games where nobody wins or loses. It's ones like Pandemic, where we work together to help. And that helps maybe some of the Shire kids become part of something. And I've seen a big trend towards that. We do have lots of musical instruments. That's always still popular with the kids. Tambourines, bells.
Do they get sent out a lot?
Oh, yes, constantly. It's a constant turnover on musical instruments.
Hmm.
Triangles, yeah, it's all out there. We have the whole little band going. They work very hard. We're very aware of performance rights. We used to have a huge mm-hmm. collection of CDs that they had to remove because we found out we didn't have hardly any.
Mm-hmm.
So these people now are very good, and I'm not trying to put down others. I just think as we've come forth into the 21st century, we're more aware of watching our laws, being careful
mm-hmm.
of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a huge change in the delivery system. And since I have to work so hand mm-hmm. in hand with them of what we take out, even when I was in the books, but much less dealing with booking, we have less drivers. More of the sorting is done out there. Instead, mm-hmm. we used to take it and sort it and have it in the place. Like, I would take booking things. If it was Blue North, I'd put it where Blue North is picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But now they sort their own things. I just take it out, and they take it from there. But I know that that's where we do the double runs, so we've had to adapt, and we got rid of Saturday runs. That actually was a big hiccup in booking.
Mm-hmm.
Because it used to be people could order to be delivered on Saturday for their Monday program. And now if they put an order in that's come up on Friday, mm-hmm. they're not going to get it on the dock until Monday, and they'd be a day off. So everybody had to adapt how we were doing mm-hmm. things. But they have, mm-hmm. you know, and there's little hiccups like that. But on the whole, it's been a real pleasure working. Mm-hmm. It's just I've seen, not to mention changes in the building.
When you said you've moved three times now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've just, I mean, I can remember where I met you, the first place you were in.
Was over on, that was my second move.
Okay.
Across where Acquisitions is now. Mm-hmm. And then I was moved over here a year ago.
Okay. And it's just been growing.
Mm-hmm. And it just keeps growing.
But there's nowhere for it to go now.
No, there's really not. And I don't seriously know what, it is a true issue. Mm-hmm. The last thing, booking, we stress, we do not police the people putting in. Nor do we police the branches. Now, by that, we ask them to adhere to the rules. Mm-hmm. Booking has no decision about what goes in. I take recommendations from people and pass them along to the appropriate department, mm-hmm. but I don't make the decision.
Okay.
And the tablecloths came about from a request from a branch. Mm-hmm. We would like to have some nice dressed tablecloths for events. And now we do. We have the linen tablecloths. They're laundered, sent to a laundromat. They're wonderful, and mm-hmm. the branches love them. Everything... I would say 80% of what branches ask for, they end up getting. Mm-hmm. Some are just not practical, such as we had a branch that wanted a small plastic wading pool. And it's like, okay, is that really going to be used constantly by other branches? It can't just be something one branch needs. Plus, I was afraid the truck drivers would hurt me if I took that out there. They had to cart that. But most of the things Sherry or Kimberly or Dylan now... Mm-hmm. agree with, but the decision is ultimately theirs.
So the process of getting a new booking item is a branch says, we want this thing.
Sometimes, or
they
sometimes
tell you.
It's just that Kimberly, yeah, they tell me, or they can go to them. And then lots of times now we have the specialists, which we never used to have. That's mm-hmm. been a new development these last mm-hmm. few years. And that's worked out really nice, and sometimes they'll see a need and talk. And so if someone we have donations given to booking. Mm-hmm.
Donations from the public?
No, from the branches.
Okay.
And say they've had, quite a few of the puppets we got not long ago were from a branch. Mm-hmm. They had used them over the years so much, their kids were kind of like, eh. But they were nice shape, and they went in. But mm-hmm. we have also had donated from branches jigsaw puzzles with missing pieces. And we went, and they were just donated without a name. It says booking donation, so I take it up front mm-hmm. and give it to the appropriate department who goes, yeah, that's file 13, you know. but they do get things that way, but sometimes they just think up, hey, we want to do this, we're going to do that. So it's a combination, I think, of their brainstorming and of needs and wants of the branches. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately in booking, the branches are my customers.
Mm-hmm.
And my job is to help, my sole job is to help their programs be successful for the patrons. Nothing I have is available for the patrons. That has caused some issues because some people have given my direct number to the patrons.
Okay, I was about to ask if you'd ever actually interacted with
a
customer.
Yes, I was cursed out pretty good one day by a gentleman who wanted something.
And you remember what he wanted?
He wanted one of our movie projectors that, you know, the multimedia mm-hmm. projectors. Mm-hmm. He wanted one of those, and I told him what we had was strictly for the branches, and he informed me in very nice tones that it was, I worked for him, and he could have my job, and I said, right now, I'd give it to you. That got a little more cursing, mm-hmm. and finally, he demanded to speak to somebody, and everybody was gone up front except Jennifer. Well,
Jennifer.
I started to say Chadwick. It's not Chadwick. with an R.
It's a reader, but
yes, So I had to go to Jennifer and tell her he was online holding, and she came down. She went, "Terry, he's crazy." Yes, he was. But I tried to explain to him. But that's the only one I've ever had irate. Some just didn't understand.
I'm if they're
a patron.
Getting your
number. And I have a library card, and I understand. We cannot carry enough equipment. We handle 30 branches now. So if I have two multimedia projectors, they're going to go out a lot. But we have to make it for the most of the patrons. If we let a patron check it out, it'd never be available for programs. Because ultimately, like I tried to explain to the gentleman before he got quite so irate, it is for their benefit because it's for the patrons. Everything we do like that is for the patrons. But we have canopies. which, you know, the awning tents, we have those. I have 45 lawn chairs. I found out their community program just bought a bunch of inflatable chairs.
Oh.
That they're going to be putting into booking. So it's constantly
something
changing,
new, yeah.
Something new constantly, which is good because when they have lock-ins, we've had the chairs go and, you know, it's whatever. That I do not police what they do. I've had people call and say, I'm going to take this to this. And I said, we checked it out to your branch, to you as a representative you are responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So we trust you to do it and use it in the appropriate manner. That's between you and your manager. That's the way I handle that. They don't answer to me.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the branches have been wonderful to work with. There's a few hiccups a little once in a while, but most, honestly, I'm prejudiced. Most Mid-Continent personnel are really nice, good people. I have met some wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
and that is one thing I've enjoyed with booking. I've got to meet, I liked working in catalog dealing with the books, but you're limited on who you meet.
Mm-hmm.
And this has became, I came here 3 months after my husband died, and it was a really tough time for me. My oldest son was in the Persian Gulf, and John was just 48 when he died. He died from Agent Orange,
mm-hmm.
and I was rocking and rolling, and this place gave me a home. And so it is definitely with mixed feelings that I leave.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. A lot of dear friends and dear memories that I'm going to take with me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite memories you would want to share?
Well, Lars and, if you knew Lars, and Mr. White. I used to be in charge of the EX books, which used to be, when there was a popular title, they would get EX books and take to ILL. After they were clerked,
mm-hmm.
they would first be brought to me to pass out to the teams to clerk.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a smaller office, and they liked to do it when I was away and build different obstacles in my doorway with the books.
Oh.
There would be pyramids built. There would be, and I would look, and I see the two of them laughing, watching around a corner. That was fun for me. When we first went to Searcy, they did, for some reason, a rodeo theme.
Hmm. Okay.
And Joel Baker, that used to be in charge of supplies here and is still a dear friend of mine, he and his wife, but there was a little band, Joel and Frank, and they did guitar and banjo, and they would come and sing at the meetings where we were learning about Searcy,
mm-hmm.
and they encouraged everyone and every department here to dress up like cowboys, and catalog was assigned the job a stable, and Louisa Van Horn made fake horse poop out of Play-Doh and straw that they sprinkled around catalog, and people were dressed up. And one of my friends, we turned one of the book carts into a horse, and she got on it and rode and was pushed all around the building, and people were waving. It was kind of a crazy time. But those were good days. Those were good, fun days.
Okay.
And we won for the horse poop, so I'll figure it out. But every department was a different supposed to be, like, one was a saloon, but it was a lot of fun. Everybody dressed silly and just having a good time. But yes, definitely those two times. And a different attitude, I think it's my generation. Mr. White was Mr. White to me. Mr. Wilding, Mr. Wilding. Mr. Potter has been Mr. Potter, except he had to really get after me.
Oh.
Terry, it's Steve. And I'm like, I'm trying. And obviously I'm much older than him. It's respect for the position. And he's definitely a very professional man, but a more relaxed with it, more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been kind of like, tripping over my tongue to get used to. But yeah, those were good, fun times. And we used to have Halloween parties here. And we do a Halloween parade through the building. And one time Judy was here. She dressed up as Judge Judy with the robe, and we were all convicts.
Oh.
And we were dressed as convicts, and we went through the building in a big parade, playing the song, working on a chain gang, and we were passing books back and forth from catalog. They were good, fun times. I don't know if you knew Billy that ran AV department. I think he's been gone longer than you've been here. He was very heavyset, nice man. He dressed up as a big pink ballerina that year. Those were just good, fun days. And we still have fun here, but it's definitely a little more businesslike than,
mm-hmm.
you know, than that. But yes, Mr. White, definitely a character with sabotaging me with the books, but good times with when we learned Searcy too. And the good thing is there are a lot of people here stressed about the whole new system change, and that took care of it. He ended up laughing and learning without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was smart. Bet. So, it's been good.
Well, good. Good. As the booking coordinator, what is maybe the strangest booking item you've had?
Or the strangest booking item?
Is there anything back there that's just...
Learning to catalog things. I cataloged books.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to catalog a cotton candy machine was interesting. Or cataloging snow cone machines,
mm-hmm.
which we don't do food now, but and bubble machines. I've sent out the bubble stuff. I've sent out, things that I didn't plan on ever in my life cataloging or doing, or a chair. Here's a chair, catalog this chair, and it's like, now what?
Mm-hmm.
But now I've kind of gotten used to it. So we have a big leather chair that's used for Charles Dickens, and that's probably one of the more unusual things I send out.
Mm-hmm. What's the Dewey Decimal number for that?
Oh, there's not one. I'm afraid my records are totally different. They don't go into the Dewey Decimal System. But that would be an interesting one, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we have costumes. Mm-hmm. So those get very interesting at times. The way some things come back can be very interesting. I've had things... Well, I probably shouldn't say that. So we've had... Well, you're dealing with little children at some mm-hmm. of our programs, and some of them have bathroom accidents on things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a branch call, and she goes... what do you want us to do? We have two beanbags from the alphabet beanbag set that have had liquid feces on them. And I went, you can throw those away. She goes, you don't want them? I said, not really, no. Thank you, though. She goes, I'm sorry, Terry. I said, well, you didn't do it. I mean, well, I hope. Sorry, you cut that part. Yeah. But, yeah, so there's interesting things can arise mm-hmm. in booking that you're kind of like, okay, the biggest hiccup in booking is emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
A presenter didn't tell us we're going to need this. When do you need it? In an hour. And so I have stayed overtime before getting something ready. We've never driven something somewhere unless it was our mistake.
Mm.
But otherwise, I've ran to the lobby. You know, I've taken lunch at 3:30 before to make sure something was gotten ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've had... Just today I had where one branch has something that was due back Friday. They didn't send it. I call them, oh, it's still here. We'll get it tomorrow. I call the other branch that needs it. No, we have to have it in the morning. So then it was like working out. And they actually had a janitor bring it up to the lobby. And I grabbed it, ran and did it. And that's where I was right before. I ran it out to the dock to get it.
Mm-hmm.
As we try hard to meet their needs. And so sometimes it's because somebody forgot to do something. But more than likely, it's they just didn't realize. And a presenter just, I just thought you'd have a big sound system here. And sometimes things have been put into booking that were then pulled because we just saw it was not practical. The very large screen TV, I don't know if you've seen it, the bigger mm-hmm. one that's up at maintenance, it's huge. They put that in. It took up half my booking room, plus it took four of us to move it, much less to try to inventory it. And mm-hmm. they finally decided this is not practical. We're going to put it and let maintenance take it wherever it needs to go. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's just certain things that just don't work. And sometimes you don't know to put it in, try it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. But they have all kinds of scientific things, too. We have microscopes. We have digital microscopes, which are great. Because what they do, they come up on a computer screen. They get a code from IT. Mm-hmm. And they run it over. And so instead of all the kids putting their eye to the thing... Boom, mm-hmm. it's up on the screen. I catalog the laptops that are in that they can check out. Come from Will and IT, but I'm the one who had to catalog and put them all in the system for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be in the booking module. Mm-hmm. And there again, I was like, I've never cataloged a computer, but we'll get it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. But, yeah, so it's been interesting to see the changes mm-hmm. that come. And I honestly hope and see booking keep growing. I just don't know where they're going
to
put it.
We'll just have to expand into another room. This room, maybe.
Yeah, something. I don't know what they're going to do. I truly mm-hmm. don't know. It's even been recommended, and I don't know if it ever, that, I don't know if you've seen classroom trailers.
Yes,
the concept.
I went to one in elementary school. Yeah,
I did too. 1 year. Mm-hmm. So that's even been broached that there could be one put out and equipment that doesn't go out that much that wouldn't be hurt by the weather because we're not going to have heating and cooling to it. Mm-hmm. Could perhaps be stored there that doesn't go out as much. But those are things that are going to have to work out in the future. That I'm not really sure what's going to happen.
But it's a perspective most branch people probably don't even have a concept of because
I think that's true.
Not part of their direct job. They,
exactly.
Most people in the system, even here at headquarters, wouldn't necessarily realize.
No, they don't because they see the booking. And I've had some people come in, well, I just did the other day, and they go, well, it looks like you have lots of room because everything was out for the Veterans Day. It was all my canopies were gone, all this, all that. And I'm like, you look at a blank spot. I look and see what's already sitting there. And I have to look at that when I'm devising where to put the new things. Even for this new 10 sewing machines we're putting in, it's like, where on earth are we going to put them?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand the need. It's just, and our job is to be agreeable to their concerns. I think eventually somebody's going to have to sit down and go, okay, logistically, physically, we're running out of room. I went through that with my old boss, Doug, over there when he went, Terry, you have to find room. I said, I can tell you yes, but the law of physics is telling me it's not going to happen.
Well, there's the basement.
Yeah. Somebody brought that up. I said, I'm not going down there with a bunch of heavy equipment. I'm too old for that. But I don't know what the solution is, Andrew, on that. I mean, I do think it is going to be an ongoing problem because I believe Mid-Continent's going to keep growing.
Yes.
And I think if they do, that the booking will, because even if programs adapt, then booking will still adapt to meet their needs. We have had KCPL come in to look at us, and they did a study on our booking program and took photos, et cetera. They're very interested. And Trails Regional asked me a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. It is a way for a library system to make the most use of their equipment, save space at their branches, and definitely save the budgets of their branches, so ultimately save the budget of the main headquarters. I mean, instead of everybody having 20 big books, I can have 200, and they can share them. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense. Mm-hmm. So they were both, KCPL came back twice.
Okay. Do you know if they've implemented anything?
At the time, they were still having trouble convincing their bosses, so I don't know. The people that were doing it were like, this would make so much more sense to have it all unified, instead of what they had, what we had once had, individual departments passing out and people getting irritated because they thought they had something planned for, and then they find out, oh, we loaned that to this person. And so this is a way. Somebody asked me, I said, I think the thing that's helped me the most in my job is I used to be in accounting and payroll, and it's really debits and credits. It's just with things instead of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to keep track of your columns and where's what and who's got it.
It's a good way of looking at it.
You know, it's pretty simplistic that way. It just can get a little complicated because you are dealing with people and people forget, or weather causes a hiccup. It just happens. And then that's sure in the world is when somebody's going to need it.
Exactly.
You know. So.
So do you have, I guess, any final thoughts regarding MCPL? The booking coordinator.
I'm not going to say every moment here has been wonderful. There have been frustration times for me, and some bosses I have definitely liked better than others. That's human nature. But on the whole, working here has been a very positive experience. And on the whole, I will take away really good memories with me. And I truly have, it may sound like a line, but enjoyed each of the directors for different reasons that I worked under. And including Steve, I think he's really got a lot going for the future of Mid-Continent. And I think he's had a tough time because of the transition the world's taking. You know, it's all happened so fast, relatively, into what it was. You know, libraries basically for 100 years were this. And now we've just did the Jetson move. And so I think that's the biggest obstacle at times, trying to keep up and see it. And I think he really has got a handle on it. Like I said, I've had my hiccups here, but on the whole, a good, nice group of people that I will always be thankful that God led me this way. I never pictured working in a library, when they first brought it up to me, I said, oh, I can't. This was how naive and rather stupid I was. I said, I don't have a degree in library. And they went, oh, you don't have to have a degree in library. There's other jobs besides being a librarian. And somehow it never entered my mind that there was, you know. And I never would have thought of coming here. It did tickle my sons when I got my job here, though. They said me getting a job at a library was like a drug addict getting a job in a crack house because I'm so addicted to books. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, God, Mom. but it's been good, and I take good memories with me.
Oh, wonderful.
And I hope I've left a few good ones.
I think you have.
And so. That's about all I've got to say.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me, and thank you for your service to MCPL.
Thank you, Andrew.